Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Thanks to the internet, personal computers, smartphones, and tablets have become living photo albums for many people. Can the television set follow suit? Yes, declares Woven, one of the newest smart TV applications around. Executive Vice President Jack Harvey joins me next. Also ahead, early news from the UBS Global Media Conference and our classic trivia question of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Block Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. First Monday of December, glad to have you with us, the show that covers the world of the tube. 61 amazing degrees at the top of the hour here in New York, and we invite you to be in the conversation for the next half hour or so with our guests. All you have to do, if you got questions or comments, dial in at 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. That number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the world here on Blog Talk Radio. Another way to get involved is our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. You welcome guests 3770 and 3542 into the room. So either way, go to chat room. We appreciate you being involved. And while the program is on the air, you can share with others you know by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the banner at the top of your Blog Talk Radio screen. Just follow the instructions, and other people can hear this show with you right now. We'll go up to Beantown, Boston, Mass., speak with Jack Harvey from Woven after these news notes. Let's play hardball with cable networks that don't cut it with viewers and cost too much. So declared Time Warner Cable Chief Executive Glenn Britt at this morning's opening portion of the UBS Global Media Conference. Cable's second largest operator, about 14 million subscribers nationwide, will start evaluating individual networks on a case-by-case basis next year when contracts come up. Any service deemed too expensive will be dropped or moved to a higher service tier, Britt said. Without mentioning any channels by name, he added that channels in danger of a drop or banishment higher on the dial will, I quote, get hashtag ratings and don't look like they will get better, unquote. UBS's conference, marking 40 years this week, runs through Wednesday afternoon at the Grand Hyatt Hotel here in New York. Telefutura, Univision's sister Spanish language broadcast network, turns into Unimas January 7th. Univision Chief Executive Cesar Conde says the service will refocus on millennials, increasing the focus on first-run dramas and sports, at least initially. And that is our news note. Before smart TVs came on the market a few years ago, there were a number of efforts on and off to try to turn your TV set into a photo album that you could share with your family and friends. Now there is another effort to do it, this time one that has already made its mark with smartphones and tablets. It's called Woven. And it is about to hit the market in a big way through smart TV sets. Samsung is the first place where you can find it. In fact, it is Samsung's newest smart TV app. Joining us live from Boston, Massachusetts, in his first major interview since that announcement broke last week, the Executive Vice President of Woven, Jack Harvey. Jack, welcome in.
Hey, Simon. Thanks for having me on. Really excited to be here.
You're very welcome. We're delighted to have you. Why do you think the smart television is a good place to store photos?
Well, I think the great thing about the smart TV is that for most people, it's the best screen in the house. And the thing with Woven is when we were launching this about a year ago, we saw this huge opportunity where there's a historically unprecedented amount of photos being taken with mobile phones and tablets, and people are sharing these photos on Facebook, and they're storing them online at Picasa and SmugMug and Flickr, all these different sources. But what's happening is that the consumer is becoming incredibly overwhelmed by the amount of photos they have in the multiple different places that they're storing them. So what Woven has come in to do is provide consumers a great place to view all of their photos, regardless of where they store them, online or different computers, put it into a single view on their mobile phone or their tablet. And now, as you pointed out to your listeners today, we're making it available on Samsung smart TVs, which we believe will just add a whole new dimension of excitement around photos and allowing people to kind of gather around the TV and have a super social experience and share their favorite photos on, again, that best screen in the house. So we're very excited about being able to launch this with Samsung and really believe that one of the things that's going to really excite people about Woven on Samsung TVs is that they're going to be able to control the Woven app via their smartphones. So this works on Android and iOS devices. So your iPad, your iPhone, your Galaxy phone or tablet, anything that runs Android or iOS, you're going to be able to sit there with your iPhone or your Samsung phone or tablet and open up the Woven app and press on a photo and put it right to your TV, which is a major point of difference from how people were able to watch photos on their TV before. Typically, it was a very kludgy process where you'd need to take your laptop and hook it up to your TV and make sure that they're appearing right. This is all just super, super easy, being able to use your phone or your tablet to control the app on the television. And we're told that this is one of the first apps of its kind for the television that is actually controllable via the phone or tablet. So we're really excited about what's going on.
Jack, apart from being able to use the television set to display the photos in big shape or big size, what else can be done on the television set that you can't do on a personal computer, you can't do on a tablet, you can't do on a smartphone? What other capabilities can you do now that your application is on a TV set?
Well, the actual UI, and I think this is, again, one of the things that makes it so nice to use and one of the things that, quite honestly, attracted Samsung to working with us is that the UI that exists on the phone for Woven and the tablet is really the same for the television. So I think the real big, headline here is it's a very easy-to-use photo viewing app that you're able to take photos that are on, posted anywhere. Go to your smartphone or your tablet and view them directly on the best screen in the home.
Jack Harvey is the Executive Vice President of Woven, one of the newest smart TV applications around. It's the ability to put your photo album and photos on your television set, store them, display them to your family and friends, and maybe a whole lot more. We'll get to that during the rest of this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Jack joins us live from Boston, Massachusetts. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, and we invite you to be in the conversation. All it takes is you calling us. The number you use is 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. We welcome guests 3818 and 3825-345 in the room. So speak up with your question or comment. We do appreciate it. Jack, how does Woven work? And it's an application that you download first onto your smartphone or tablet, then you use the tablet, so there's your remote control to bring it up on your TV set.
That's correct. It's a very straightforward process. As you mentioned, you can find our app if you just simply go to WovenTheApp.com or go to the stores, the iTunes store, the app stores for iOS or Android, and you'll find the app there. And it's, a real easy download there. Put it onto your phone or your tablet. And then with Samsung, with the smart TV, you simply go to the app store on the smart TV and click on our app. We're in the lifestyle section right now of the Samsung Smart TV store. And download it in a matter of seconds. You have it. And it's simply paired by putting up a 4 alphanumeric code that you put into the TV. And the smartphone or tablet is now paired with the television, and you're in action and ready to go and start enjoying photos with family and friends. My experience has been, go ahead.
I was saying, can you download the photos from any source, whether it's your own source, your own digital camera, or do you go to a Facebook or a Picada or another photo sharing app already on the web? Is any source available to you, or do you have to go to certain sources to view them on the TV set?
That's an excellent question, and this, it brings out one of the key features of our app, And basically, when you go and download the Woven app, it will allow you to include the sources that you want to pull photos from. So in many people's case, that's Facebook, or it's Instagram, or Dropbox, Shutterfly, or it could be the photos that you have on your various computers. So from all those different sources, Woven will start to bring the photos into the Woven app, into specific clean, crisp photo albums, and then it's just a matter of looking them up, pulling those up on your screen, and they are instantly put up onto your television. So it's a very easy to use, straightforward app. And again, one of the things that we've heard from Samsung is, you know, obviously there's a lot of different photo apps that they can partner with, and they really loved the simplicity of our app, how easy it was to use. It's very clean in its design, and so we're seeing great feedback with that.
One reason why some of these internet photo or photo sharing apps are so popular is that you can, once you get the photo stored, you can illuminate it in some way. You can put a frame around the picture. You can shade the color. You might be able to add some artwork in there. Can you do that with Woven on the TV set? And also, because it's on the TV, can you store or show more pictures on the set than you normally would elsewhere?
Yeah, great question. Right now, we are really, our primary focus is getting all the photos that somebody has digitally, either online or in different computers, and getting them into a single view for the user. As far as editing goes, we're not doing that at the moment. We really wanted to tackle the big problem, doing things like filters or editing features, are things that you know, we may consider down the line, but we really felt the big issue to go after is consolidating all photos from all sources and now making it viewable on the most important screens in people's lives, their phone, their tablet, and now the best screen in the house, the television.
How long had you and your company thought about making the move to a smart TV?
We've been giving some careful thought to that for probably well over a year now, and we just thought that we really wanted to have the app you know, working on the mobile devices that people are carrying around, and being able to see all their photos in one place. And then as we looked at how people like to sit around and view their photos, we're seeing, you know, people kind of gathering around a phone or a tablet, and just thought, you know, this would be just a great addition to add, you know, a 40-inch plus screen to this whole equation here. And the reaction that we've had so far has been quite positive, and making it controllable from their mobile phone or their tablet has been a huge plus, and just making the ease of use super high.
Woven is among the newest smart TV apps that Samsung is offering its customers around the country. Jack Harvey is the Executive Vice President of Woven, joining us live from Boston this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise, our first episode of December 2012. Happy to have you aboard. Simon Applebaum with you on Blog Talk Radio, and we invite you to chime in your questions and comments. Chime is a good word to use this holiday season, so go for it at 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04, Binance, guest 3863, just out of the room, so we do appreciate that. Coming up on our program Friday, we'll find out how smart TVs and a lot of other things involving TV are doing this holiday season. And what is the outlook for 2013 for 3D? Can that medium make a comeback? What about video chat on Skype and other such ventures? What about glasses-free 3D and Ultra HD? We'll talk about all that with research analyst from the Consumer Electronics Association, Kevin Tillman from Washington, D.C. We'll also get a preview of the big international CES show coming second week of January in Las Vegas. And also on the program, we'll highlight a special happening that Friday called Pearl Harbor Declassified on Military Channel. It is the first time that new footage from Pearl Harbor, the day of the day that lived in infamy, from the ground level, will be shown for the first time anywhere on television. We'll have an exclusive interview with the writer and director of the program, Eric Nelson. That's all Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. Join us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Jack, you're now on Samsung sets. When do you get to LG, Vizio, and all the rest of the smart TV makers?
great question. Well, you know, we are really having a great taste of what it's like to have woven on the best screen in the house. And Samsung has just been such a treat to work with. We're excited about how that relationship continues to grow. Earlier in the year, we were invited to Photokina, which is probably the CES of the photo world. We were featured on Samsung's Galaxy Camera, which is an Android-based Wi-Fi 4G connected camera. And we are now in discussions with other TV manufacturers and really excited about what the future holds for bringing woven to other best screens from other big brands as well. So we believe that the big screen is still a very important screen in the home and in life in general. Really shows off features on a photo that quite simply are not as visible on a smaller screen. And so working with additional major TV brands is something that we're really excited about.
I mentioned at the top there has been some on-again, off-again thoughts from the television industry to come out with applications. Have you thought about talking to cable operators, DirecTV, Dish, Fios TV, U-verse about offering this kind of an application?
Yeah, certainly. You point out a really good point. There's more than one way to be on the best screen in the house, and I would include all of those as that you've just mentioned as part of our discussions, and we're excited about how those will materialize. And I would want to stay in close touch as we make different announcements and start to talk about how we're working with these other manufacturers and providers in the television space.
What early feedback, Jack, are you getting from Samsung customers about using your product? And also, given the fact you have a day service, if you will, already on smartphones and tablets, what are you doing to get the word out that this is available on TV in the first place? Are you doing any cross-promotion with your smartphone tablet app customers?
We sure are, and that's working really well for us. As I mentioned before, the app is available on woventheapp.com. We're also doing things in conjunction with Samsung on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/woventheapp, and you'll see some of our activities there. And we're also working with Samsung's various Facebook and social media groups. So that's been a really good working relationship for us. The response from consumers has been great. Again, putting those photos up on a great TV screen, arguably one of the best screens on the market today, and seeing these photos, it really tends to emotionalize the experience of taking in these photos. And whether it's a new photo or an old photo that woven has helped you rediscover and put up on the biggest screen, we're hearing things like people are excited to bring their family around the TV and bring back some of the old memories onto the television and gather their family around the holidays and enjoy these photos together. So it's something that we're just very, very thrilled to hear what's coming from the marketplace, both from the consumer and from the industry.
Facebook, as you mentioned earlier, is one of the internet places that people can download pictures from to put on your service on the TV set. And as we know, Facebook and Twitter for several years has now been a TV set service. on many smart TV makers, on Uverse, on Fios TV, and other TV places. Any thoughts about perhaps incorporating Facebook features with your service on the TV set?
Yeah, that's a really good observation. You know, we one of the kind of core staples, I mean, we love Facebook, we love Instagram and Twitter and all these great social media services that are out there. One of the things that we're very careful about is making sure that we keep our design clean and really easy to use. And so when we look at opportunities to bring other features or feeds into the Woven app, we're very careful and not disrupting the experience of that core asset, which is the photo. But yes, there are some things from a social media standpoint that we are giving some serious thought to. And again, as the coming months unfold, we'll probably have some more things to talk about in that category.
Which leads to the natural segue question, what about Pinterest? That seems to be the social media application, the newbie of the year that's really taking off. It's very photo-oriented. One would think that might be a natural to tie in with your service.
Sure. We're considering all the lead brands in that kind of social category and how they may fit within what our framework is. And at the end of the day, we really believe that Woven is about taking all your photos from whatever sources you're posting them to, saving them to, bringing them to a single point of viewing, and making that experience just easy and super rich and enjoyable. So as we look at adding in different social layers and things of that sort, those are the primary pieces that we're going to be considering.
Got a couple more minutes with Jack Harvey of Woven joining us live from Boston here this afternoon on Tomorrow Be Televised. So if you have a question or comment, get in now. The number is 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Coming up shortly, our classic trivia question of the week. And coming up a week from today here on Tomorrow Be Televised, we will talk about 3D. Is it prime for a comeback next year? One company thinks it is, and they're out to do something about it with LG smart TV sets. The company is called 3D, and we will have the chief executive officer of that company, Michael Stragonis, with us live next Monday on this program. Also, Investigation Discovery is getting into the holiday spirit. But what kind of holiday spirit? Well, you got to see this to believe it. It's a special called Nightmare Christmas. We'll have the producer, Carl Schick. And also, we may be joining you live from Midtown Manhattan, the site of the annual TV of Tomorrow show. We were there last year around this time. We hope to be there next Monday. And hopefully on Friday, we can tell you who we'll have live on the scene at that event. That's all next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. Let's go for a moment, in a few minutes we have left, Jack, beyond your application, beyond Woven. How ultimate do you see smart TV applications for photo storage, photo sharing, photo display? And could it end up being, as well, the TV set, the smart TV, a way to store and display home videos or display videos that you create for other places like YouTube?
Absolutely. I mean, the smart TV is, I think, we're just at the, it's certainly it's maturing. And, there's a number of really formidable positive forces coming into play here, whether it's the cable operators, the CE manufacturers, the content providers. It's just a really, really exciting area of technology. So I think when you start to look beyond photos to video and things of that sort, absolutely, I think there's a tremendous future there. And the ability to bring it all together on that beautiful piece of glass that now has highly functional and pretty robust or increasingly robust brains inside, I just think that it's a great place to be. We're excited to be there. And you mentioned the TV of Tomorrow show. I look forward to seeing you in New York. I will be there as well as some members of my team. So look forward to seeing you and others there.
I thought we had a phone call just now. Probably the phone just went off. So if that caller is still out there, you want to get on, use that number, 1-646-652-2906, and we'll get you in. Incidentally, speaking of interact smart TVs and where things are at, your venture is also available, I believe, on e-readers, you know, e-books like Nook. Do you see a role, let's say, for e-reader functionality, e-book functionality into the service on the TV set?
Sure. The e-readers, the likes of the Nook and the Kindle, in fact, those were some of the first two that we launched on. And we just really believe that companies like Barnes & Noble and Amazon are investing a lot of time and resource into those devices, and we're excited about supporting them and seeing what new things that we can do there, also in conjunction with the TV. But the e-book reader market is one that we find very interesting and one that will continue to rally around and make our app increasingly robust for.
And we have that call from one of our listeners, so let's take it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow We Televise. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name's Courtney, and I'm calling from Medford.
Courtney, great to have you on. You're on the line with Jack Harvey from Woven.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Courtney, how are you?
Good. I just have a question for you, actually. I'm interested in downloading the app, and I just wanted to know a little bit more information on where I can download that from. I definitely have a lot of pictures and everything, and it would be useful to use that. And I just wanted to know if you go on the website or how you go about that.
Yeah, we have a few different places where you can go and view the app and download it. So on the Apple App Store, you can also go to Google Play so the Android App Store. And I also recommend going to our website, which is www.woventheapp.com. You're able to view our product demo there, which is pretty cool, and we'll kind of show you the whole way that it operates and how people interact with it. So those would be some of the key places to go to. And then, as I've mentioned before, our Facebook page, facebook.com/wovenTheApp. So those would be some of the primary places that I'd recommend going.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, Courtney.
Before I let you go, if you use this service, are there particular pictures or like events you would like to store and display on television for your friends, any particular type of event or ceremony? I'm just curious how you would use the app.
Can you actually just repeat what you just said? I couldn't hear you towards the end of it.
That's okay. I was just wondering, if you use Woven or something like this, what pictures would you store? Are there certain like events or kind of things that you would use this service for?
Well, I definitely think it would be awesome. I just went away recently, and I have lots of pictures that, to be able to show my family and friends, especially around the holiday season when people coming over and everything, and it just would be a really great way to be able to, show them all the things in one place and, show everything that I've been doing. So I think it's a really cool app, definitely.
Great. Courtney, thank you for being on. Appreciate the call.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Courtney.
Bye.
If you want more details about Woven and how you can get it on Samsung smart TV sets and ultimately maybe a smart TV set you come to own, here's where you go on the web, as Jack was saying a moment ago, at www.woventheapp.com. That's www.woventheapp.com. You'll also find out how you can get Woven on smartphones and tablets all over the place, as well as e-readers like Barnes and Noble's Nook. Jack Harvey, the Executive Vice President of Woven, joining us live from Boston, Massachusetts, home of the New England Patriots, who won yesterday in the National Football League. Thanks again for joining us. All the very best of the adventure. We'd love to have you back.
Thanks so much, Tom. We look forward to it.
It's a pleasure. All the very best. Take care.
Likewise. Take care.
Jack Harvey from Woven, joining us live from Boston. Now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. If you know the answer, email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you're the first one with the correct answer, we'll highlight you on Friday's program. You probably know about ER, one of the longest-running shows of its kind. But before there was ER, the medical drama on NBC for 15 years, there was ER, the medical comedy that ran one season on CBS. Here's the question. Name the star of the original ER. Name the star of the original ER. If you know the answer, email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. When you email, please enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you get the first answer correctly, you will be able to be on our program, and we'll give you the credit on Friday's episode. And if you have a trivia question on television you'd like to stump our Blog Talk Radio listeners with, use that same email address. Give us the question. If we use it, of course, you get the credit. One more time, simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you missed the trivia question, look for it tomorrow on my Facebook page or on my Twitter hashtag. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. This is Tomorrow We Televise. We are the internet radio show that covers the world of television. We're with you Mondays and Fridays, 3:10 Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Coming up Friday, we'll get the holiday season word on smart TVs and other TV things from Kevin Tillman, the Consumer Electronics Association, who will also get his thoughts about where TV is going in terms of technology in 2013. Will 3D television make a comeback? Glasses or glasses-free? What about Ultra HD or 4K? What about video on demand? And what about the YouTube channels, Google TV, and, oh, yes, that often-rumored Apple TV set? Kevin will tell us live from Washington, D.C. And on the second half of the hour, we'll highlight a special that's coming up Friday night called Pearl Harbor Declassified on the Military Channel, where for the first time you can see new film footage digitally remastered that has already been declassified of what it was like to be in the ground or on the ground on December 7th, that day that lives in infamy. Eric Nelson, the writer-director of Pearl Harbor Declassified, exclusive interview Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. Remember, you can catch up on all of our episodes here on Blog Talk Radio just by going to our homepage anytime. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. Check us out as well as on podcasts of our full episodes at iTunes.com and part of the previous episodes this year on Slacker Radio and other web podcast sites. When we come back, the latest on Tomorrow We Televise, being televised on the new UBC television network. That comes your way after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 9 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for Small Business Unstuck. The guests on the next program include somebody I know very well, the founder of USA Network, Kay Copwood, still out there with the Women's Venture Springboard, helping raise money for women startups. That's all coming up on Small Business Unstuck Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. That's Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, Blog Talk Radio is now available to you 24/7 with its own YouTube channel. So check out YouTube.com and catch Blog Talk Radio's best 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome back to Tomorrow We Televise. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York. Happy to have you with us on this first Monday of December 2012. We'll tell you about our upcoming shows in a moment. But first, we wanted to give you a quick up as an update. That's our regular feature where we highlight some of the things that we've covered on this program and sort of give you a follow-up on what's going on. And in this case, we told you about a month ago that Tomorrow We Televise will be televised on a brand-new network called UBC-TV. UB stands for Urban Broadcasting. Well, UBC will premiere this Saturday night. Its first program will be the beginning of not only the network, but a new professional basketball league, the ABA. Yes, those of you diehard sports fans remember, that was the league that in the 70s and 80s came alive with such teams as the Nets, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Indiana Pacers. Well, now there's a new generation of ABA for this generation, and that will be the first show on UBC-TV, Saturday night starting around 8 p.m. Eastern time. We were hoping that by now we would have the list of some of the places where you can find the game, whether it's broadcast stations, cable operators, regional sports networks, and other places not only across the nation, but also around the world. We understand UBC is in the process of coming out with a press release before the end of the day with that info, and we'll bring that to you on Friday's episode. And then hopefully soon after that debut, we'll be on with our TV version of Tomorrow We Televise. Same format, but now you can see us as well as hear us. Once again, this Saturday night, December 8th, primetime, the premiere of the new UBC television network. For more details about it, go to www.ubctvnetwork.com. That's www.ubctvnetwork.com. More details on Friday. Friday's program. Once again, I want to thank Jack Harvey from Woven for being our guest today. Coming up on our show Friday, Kevin Tillman, analyst with the Consumer Electronics Association, will get his take on how smart TV sales are doing this holiday season and what will 2013 store for us. Will we see more smart TVs, more smart TV capability? Will we see interactive TV bust out in a big way? How about 3D television? Will that make a comeback? And if not, what will take its place? And what about the growing 4K or Ultra HD marketplace as well? And will Google TV prosper? What about the YouTube original channels? And, oh, by the way, what about Apple's television set? Will it finally ever show up? Kevin Tim will have those answers on the first half of our hour Friday. On the second half, the new military channel special Pearl Harbor Declassified with writer-director Eric Nelson. Then Monday on Tsubabi Televised, we will talk to a 3D format maker to try and make something happen with LG sets. It's Michael Sturganen from 3DO. He's the head of that company. He'll be with us on the program. Also, Carl Schick, the showrunner of the new Investigation Discovery special, Nightmare Christmas. Boy, you want to hear this take on the holiday spirit. It's something that's unbelievable, but true. That special, by the way, premieres a week from Thursday night on Investigation Discovery. We also hope to be bringing you the show live from the annual TV of Tomorrow show happening in Midtown Manhattan. We hope to have guests there live as well. More about that on Friday's program. And also coming up next week, we'll have one of my favorite analysts covering the whole world of interactive television. I've known him for a long time, the president of All In Communications, Gary Harlan. That's all coming up for you. Wednesdays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, check us on replay at our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. Love to hear from you. What do you think about today's program? What's your take about photo albums on the TV set? How would you use them if you had them available to you? And what's your thoughts about where TV is at, where it's going? Email me. I'd love to hear from you at SimonApple04@yahoo.com. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're emailing from. You can also find me on Facebook at my page and at my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. No matter how you communicate, we appreciate it because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associates are John Sweet and Amy Domestico. But tomorrow when we televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll catch you back here Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And you know where? Blog Talk Radio. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.